Recording. So let's go ahead and get start with the attendance once again. Melissa Gomez, Chair Dalton,
Here,
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Dr. June Webb-Vignery.
Here.
Perfect. We do have quorum. Okay. Go ahead. Chair Dalton.
Oh, there we go. Sorry. All right. So the first part, what would be, are you able to like just say what the agenda parts are? So like when I'm going through, cause it's, again, it's on my phone, but it's not popping up or downloading on it, but I can see just like everyone in the meeting though. So like, what's the next part of the agenda? If you could just like, just say it so I can.
Okay.
I'll go into that part.
Approval of minutes from the meeting of November 8th, 2023.
Okay. And are there any edits or anything like that that any of the commissioners would like to, you know, make, or do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
And is that by, is that June?
And we do a roll call vote.
Cool. Yep.
Okay, so John Dalton?
Yes.
Cedric Smith?
Yes.
Dr. June Webb-Vignery?
Yes.
Okay, the minutes of November 8th, 2023 are approved. The next item is chairperson summary of current events.
Yep. On my end, I do not have anything currently to report or any updates at the moment. And then I'm assuming the next part of the agenda is commissioner summary. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So if there's any updates from the commissioners, that could be current events happening or things related to the commission or even in the community or anything like that, that would be said right now. So go ahead.
Yes, I have something to report. This is June Webb-Vignery. Pima County Interfaith is holding, co-sponsoring meetings of prayers for democracy. The first one was held at St. Philip's in the foothills, and it was very well attended. The third one will be at Mount Calvary Baptist, and we've been working with the pastor on that one. And we are also working together with the Pima County Recorder on a series of trainings on what happens to your ballot once it goes in the box.
Okay, does anyone else have anything to share?
This is Cedric. I do not have anything else at this time.
Okay. The next item would be HRC housekeeping. First subsection, 2024 public notice statement. That statement is due the 22nd. It just lets the public know when to expect the Human Relations Commission to meet. You're currently listed as meeting as needed. Since we were previously having issues with meeting quorum, but this is our opportunity to switch that to, if you wanted to continue with the second Wednesday of every month, or if another date and time might work best, this is our opportunity to make some changes.
And as mentioned, you know, that's something that the usually the chair of the commission files, but at the same time, you know, with the consent of the commissioners to, you know, figure out what, if that's what we want to continue doing is, well, the second Wednesday is what we traditionally have always done. Cedric, I don't know if you said that you had some things on the second Wednesdays usually, or if that was just one specific Wednesday that we were talking about. Did you do Wednesdays work, or is that something that we should?
So, I mean, if we do keep, can you hear me okay? Sorry, John.
We can hear you just fine.
Okay, if you do, if we would like to keep it on Wednesday, is it possible to move the time up? And because I coach basketball, I think practice starts now at 7:15, but usually it's at 6 or 6:15-ish.
I would love it if we moved it up.
And I'm open to it as long as we're allowed to do it. And just, you know, obviously with the approval of the clerk's office, I don't know how that's, if that's something that's like set in stone, or is that something we just do on the public notice statement and have a date or time change? And Cedric, would that be moving up, meaning earlier in the day? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I recommend earlier in the day. Like, if we do some, maybe, I guess, like 1600 or 1500.
Gotcha. And, I mean, I'm fine with that. It's like, I don't know if it interferes with anything that the clerk's office would be doing, since a lot of the things that the clerk's office does is, you know, like 9 to 5 hours. I know the commissions, I don't know, well, how about other commissions, but I know several commissions will meet later in the day, too. So
I'm sorry. I said 1500. I meant 1700, like 5 o'clock,
oh, 17.
Five, 4 or 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Got it.
That shouldn't be an issue moving it to 5 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that. If I don't know if we need to vote on anything like that, but I can definitely put that in the notice statement. Move it to the second Wednesday at 5.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
That's fine. We would. Okay. And motion from somebody?
I was so moved.
All right. So, Commissioner or Chairperson Dalton?
Yes. Aye.
Cedric Smith?
Aye. Yes.
Dr. June Webb-Vigneri?
Yes.
Okay. The motion to change the time of HRC meetings from 6:15 to 5 p.m. on the second Wednesday of the month passes. Okay. And that brings us to, well, that kills two birds with one stone. The next one is the formation of subcommittees. This gives you the opportunity to talk about what subcommittees you'd like to put in motion.
Yes. I know that traditionally we've always had a strategic planning subcommittee and then one on, I believe, diversity. And essentially it's any of the those discussion sections that we have. I don't know if it's on this agenda. It always has been. I think it is, but I can't see it. It's not in front of me. But where it says, like, you know, human rights and procurement, things like that. And those are what we've had as subcommittees in the past. I don't know how the approval had worked on those, but I think the vital ones would be something like, you know, subcommittee on strategic planning. Maybe one on the diversity report. And I was looking at something in terms of specifically with human rights, in order to be able to act quickly on situations that deal with human rights or civil rights. And those would be the three at least my immediate proposals, but I'm open to other suggestions as well. Or we can, and again, we can start with one or two of those and then continue to move and expand on that as needed as well. But go ahead, Cedric.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, John. Like, do we have to have, because I would like to see, like, the list or you know, options and what we had in the past, et cetera. But if we could just, if like you said, like, name some basic ones now and then in the future kind of add on to add a couple more, that would be fine.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. And I was just thinking of possibly just kind of like reevaluating a few of them at some point and making sure it was, because some of them are, they're so relevant, we just would have to, you know, update some things and make them relevant as terms of, like, say, the diversity report, things like that. And so I think that, I think for the time being, we could create the strategic planning subcommittee, which has always existed in the past at some point, at least we thought it did. And then we could use that as a, and use that as a way to further discuss, because we can't do any official voting in it, but we can further discuss the structure of not just subcommittees, but, you know, what else we would like to do as a commission, and then have that presented to the full commission, which hopefully it expands, obviously, in the coming months. But that's kind of where I would say in this specific moment I'd be kind of cool with. And obviously those items that are discussed at every meeting, whether it's the diversity report, you know, human rights and procurement standards, and those other items that we always have, we can discuss how we would want to do that in a subcommittee meeting of the strategic planning subcommittee. If that made any sense, that was a bunch of words.
Well, hello, everyone. I just want to go ahead and share some information with you. Regarding subcommittees, it is traditionally done with at least three members of the full commission to make a subcommittee. But in your unique situation right now, that three also constitutes a full commission. And that would, of course, not be a subcommittee, but the full commission itself. We would need to go ahead and double check with the city clerk's office and the section of BCCs to see what can be done in this unique situation, if it's possible. If not, then it might be needed to wait till we get more members to have a subcommittee. Otherwise, then continuing to meet on such subjects during the regular full commission. I don't know.
Yep, because like it was, I wonder how that, because I do remember it was a minimum of three, but it was also with like that, under the old forum rules. So you're right. That would be interesting to kind of figure out how that would impact the.
As a full commission, you can still put it on the agenda and have a discussion on whatever topic that is, but as a full commission and not a sub.
Right. I think that might be a good idea. Like, we can get, you're saying keep it on the agenda to further discuss it, and then, you know, and once we find out how that rule situation happens, we can go from there.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think that might be a good one. That way we can be sure that we're doing it all kosher, good to go. We're not violating any kind of loss. So that would be fine with me. So we can kind of table it for now, and then once we find those other things out, move forward at the next meeting with the creation of certain committees or pausing the creation of some that continue to wait for more commissioners to be appointed, but you know, we'll see how to proceed at that point. So with that, we can move on to the next item.
Appointment of HRC representative to the LGBTQ commission.
Yes. So obviously the commission on LGBTQ plus issues hasn't met in a very long time, just as the HRC hasn't, but I know I don't believe there has been any meetings in a while still, and not even recently, or attempts to have one recently. I don't know if there's been communication with them, but I have traditionally, like, for the last several years, I've been the exchange commissioner to them. I'm still open to doing that unless somebody else wants to take that on, but they meet as needed at the I know that I think we have to have a vote on that too, just to make sure we keep their potential quorum numbers up to date as well. So I'm open to doing it, but I have to be a nomination from someone else, or if someone else is interested, they can let me know and we can nominate them. So either way is fine with me.
I'd like to make a motion.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, June.
Yeah, this is June Webinieri. I'd like to make a motion that John Dalton represent HRC with the LGBTQ committee.
Okay, so we'll take that to a vote. Chair Dalton?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Dr. June Webb-Vigneri?
Yes.
Okay, the motion to appoint Chair Dalton as the representative on the LGBTQ plus commission has passed.
Great. Sounds good to me. And entrusting me with that important responsibility. What is the next item on the agenda?
The next item is the invitation of Gabriela Casares-Kelly, the Pima County Recorder, to attend an HRC meeting and establishing talking points and questions. We found it's a lot more conducive to invite a guest if they know what you're wanting to hear about. So coming up with three or four questions or topics that they can cover oftentimes breaks the ice. If you have something specific that you want to ask of her, now is a great time to brainstorm those questions.
Well, I have one very general question, and that is her views on the 2024 elections and their effect on democracy.
Is in terms of, so a really quick note, I can do the for the invitation part of it, would that be something that I could type up and send, or is that something that the clerk's office would send out? I don't know if there's a formality.
You're welcome to do that.
Okay. And
yeah, within your right to the chair.
Right. And do I send it out just directly to the clerk, or do I have to, like, CC, you know, the, our clerk's office to theirs, if that makes sense. Is that our clerk? I'm getting confused with, because I'm from, I grew up in Michigan, so we call our county recorder the clerk. So My apologies. So the county recorder, so do you want me to CC the email that sent to her to you? Do we need that for a record or of any sort or no?
Yeah, if you want to copy our office on that, just so that we have it for our files for the commission.
Got it. Yep, I'll make sure to have that done then. Sounds good. And then any other questions that we, you know, things that we would like to ask the clerk? I know that we probably obviously want to relate things to the, I know that there was some talk about the elections and some of the laws that were being implemented and are discussed in the state legislature. So obviously we can discuss things like that just to see what her opinion is on those impacts,
yeah.
But we also don't get involved election wise. So we also have to be careful about that distinction. In any question.
Yeah, I kind of had a question. Because I live out, you know, in Vail, and I know there was a, we couldn't vote, my wife and I couldn't vote on the incorporation of Vail on this last go-round. So I was just curious because we stay in Corona de Tucson, and I guess they had it mapped out on who could vote and who couldn't vote. I would like more information on, you know, on that.
That makes sense. And just to see, get those kind of answers or questions answered about how that designation of who could vote and who couldn't, kind of exactly what you were saying, would make sense to get some clarification on how that was done.
Well, it would also...
Anything else?
That would probably also apply to the Tohono O'odham Nation and who can or who can't.
Yes, no, I would agree. That would be a good question as well. And I know the county recorder has a lot of, knows a lot about those topics, even outside of her role as recorder. So that would be a very interesting topic to bring up, something important to the community and the city. So, yeah, we can do that. And of course, there's, you know, other things we can ask as well as we develop some questions for her. And so from there, we can, you know, further discuss that. I don't know if it'll be the next meeting that she'd be at or what, but once we get that down, you know, we can also plan accordingly with the agenda. Anything else under that subject or topic on the agenda right now? All right, next topic.
So then the next would be the invitation of Larissa Walker, City of Tucson Equity Officer, to attend an HRC meeting. Again, establishing talking points and questions to get the ball rolling. And then the clerk's office can then extend that invitation, but we will include those questions so she has time to come prepared.
Okay. And so in terms of that, I know we've in the past have talked to the county recorder, but is this something that we want to discuss now or push it to the next meeting so we're prepared with some questions that we want to have on the record before sending the invite to the equity officer? For the city.
You can discuss it now since it is on the agenda, but if you want to push it to a future agenda, that's an option as well.
I have one. Sure, have one general question, and
yes.
I would like to know what civil rights areas she has run into, the problems that she may have found for civil rights and her new job. What she has encountered so far.
Yeah, and one of the questions I would have kind of semi-related to that is just what is included in, you know, like, I guess you could say the job description and an overview of what she's responsible for and what authority she might have and, or the equity officer would have in the city, you know, like the things that the person can do or can't do, because, you know, it's kind of like the same thing with our commission. You know, some people, you know, depending on the city, they have, you know, certain commissions have certain authorities and things like that, and they all cover the same or similar topics, but they may have more an advisory type role or quasi-judicial type role. So, you know, tied to the position of equity officer, you know, it'd be kind of an interesting thing just to get maybe just the basics down as well as to, you know, the equity officer's role in the city government, and then, you know, move on to, like, you know, what are your authorities? Kind of just like an overview of her role or the person. Is it a she? Or I didn't catch the name.
It is a she. Her name is Larice Walker.
Larice Walker. Okay, got it. Just wanted to double check that. So, perfect. Yeah. Frederick, very
much. Yeah, I would, to piggyback on what you said, I think once we kind of get an idea on her duties, whether it be primary and secondary, I would also like to kind of get some data, I guess, some demographics. That, right? So I would be interested in that.
Cedric, you cut out a little bit there. You wanted demographics about what exactly?
Well, once we kind of find out exactly what her duties are and authorities she have, I would just like to kind of see what kind of data she can provide us with. Just to deal, you know, and dealing with her area of expertise, kind of. You know what I mean?
Like what kind of data she could provide that would be related to basically to her office, our commission. Because, I mean, I think it might be right. Even you may have related to the, you know, that could be used in our diversity report that we've usually done. And I don't, have we, now this might be a clerk type exactly. question, but have we traditionally had an equity officer in the past, or is this a fairly, I'm assuming it's a fairly new-ish post, but I could be wrong.
A brand new position.
Right. So that would be interesting because it would be something that we would want. Strong relationship with that office. So, yeah. Cedric, I think you're right that we should have something with, you know, what abilities do they have to get reports or what reports they have or maybe compiling it might be, they might be doing the work for us. So, that was a good one. I like that. All right. Anything else that we want included in that for the equity officer? Other than the invitation and at least the questions we've brought up so far. Sounds good. All right.
The next item, item 10, is vacancy and advisory positions, appointment and or removal of non-voting advisory commissioners. As of right now, there aren't any non-voting advisory commissioners. So there's none to remove, I don't know if you know of anyone who would be interested in filling that role for appointments.
So, I mean, I already have some people in mind, but also, I know, I believe Cedric, June, you might have too, but I know, Cedric, did you have some people that you were trying to get appointed or get involved at some point, and it just never moved in terms of the whole commission seat?
Right. Yeah, I was trying to get a couple people to get on board. I'm going to try to re-engage. But at the time, you know, I was trying to. They said they were, never happened. So, but I'm going to re-engage and try to get some involvement as well.
Okay. And
Okay.
So in terms of those people, I was going to say that one of the things that we have done in the past, and now that we have quorum, we can finally kind of go through it, is have one or two of them or whatever it was or whoever they were apply. We could have it. You and I can. I'm trying to think of a right way to do it. Just make sure we have like the open meeting laws good, but I think it should be fine. You could send it to either myself or the clerk or both and have it agendized so we can at least maybe consider them for an advisory commissioner role, non-voting member. And typically whenever we would recommend someone to the council member and their prospective ward, and we already say they're already an advisory member, non-voting, but, you know, would you up them to at a full appointment? Or cases, and I haven't had any cases where they haven't done it without much question. Now, again, they're new council members as well, so I don't know what, you know, their procedure is, but it still kind of puts it out there that they're kind of already a member. Would you like to appoint them as a full member?
Are you referring to the ones that you might have on HRC?
Oh, yes. So, like, some of the two people that Cedric recommended to council members in the past, there was no actions were taken with that. But, like, my commission seat with Ward 3, and then a few of our past members, we usually just appointed those people at first as advisory members, and then were just elevated within a few months to full commissioners, voting members through one of the council members.
I would have to double check with the boards and commissions and also with what is in place now for appointment to the commission. So if you have those names or the information, you can email it to us. And in the meantime, I will check with boards and commission and get back with you guys.
Got it. Sounds good. Yeah. Yep. And I think maybe what I... Oh, go ahead. Okay. So what I was going to say is that if I have it, and I don't know if the clerk's office knows what the current procedures, but I think it was the non-voting members were appointed by the commission itself, but I don't know if that changed anyway.
Let us look into that. I have not been on a committee that's had non-voting members previously. So I'm not personally familiar, so I can check in and see how that works.
Got it. Yep. But no, that's fine.
I can find that out tomorrow and let you know.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, because I know that we've had certain procedures in the past, and I know that some of that stuff has changed or has been further clarified to do it in a more proper way, but that's, that'll be fine. We just get back to me when we figure that part out, and we'll kind of proceed.
Do that.
But either way, Cedric, make sure we just have them kind of throw that stuff back in there, or if you have copies, just
submitted over to the clerk's office. Otherwise, I think we can move on to the next item.
So item 11 is special recognition requests. I did double check on that, and you were right in what you said at the last meeting. You submit whoever it is that you want to recognize, and we do a certificate and route it and have it signed by the appropriate parties. And then at that point, you're able to present it to whichever organization you're recognizing.
Got it. And the, you know, that's something for the commission to keep in mind. I mean, I know we don't have any funding capability like right now or anything like that, but at least one way we can start to get into the community is with these certificates is at least more of a PR type move, but it's a good way to let people know, hey, we exist. This is who.
Yeah.
While also the efforts that they have done for the community that kind of covers what, you know, we stand for in terms of civil rights, human rights, and diversity and inclusion and all those kinds of things. And, oh yeah, and the other question, sorry, was the, I know also in the past the commission has issued our own certificates. Now, I don't know if we're still able to do something like that. We had our own template and then we would submit it, whatever it was, to the clerk's office recorded, but I don't know if we want to follow up on that part too, just because we want to make sure it's.
I do believe that's also within the right of the commission. I did double check. And that part hasn't changed. However you were doing your recognition, you're still able to want it to come from sign.
Mm-hmm.
One in the city, we would take care of that. But if you have a certificate from HRC that you're distributing on your own, you're able to do that as well.
Got it. Okay. Yep. And just so the commissioners know, I know June, you've seen us do it, I think, a while back in the past already, but just so Cedric knows, so depending on the level of recognition we really want to give, so some of it's more just, again, outreach, things like that. You know, we would issue a certificate as the commission because it's a lot quicker and easier. But if it was something more, you know, that needed higher recognition, say like a specific organization or an event that they're hosting or something, like, we would request something from like the mayor recognizing their work as well. It might take a little longer. It does get issued, but again, that's, you know, we have those two options. So. Or the, you know, member council or something like that. I don't think we've ever done that, but I know we've done the mayor and then the commission itself issuing certificates. So if you have anything in mind or June as well, you know, that's something we would bring up under that subject topic on our agenda. And I assume vote, you know, to have that recognized. I'm assuming there's a vote for that, but I don't know if we've done that. I think we've done that in the past, but I don't know if that's necessary. I can't remember.
The one that they're thinking about.
Let me check on that because I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Yeah, we never were. Yeah, it's one of those things we were never sure about, but we always just voted to be sure. But if we can be sure moving forward, that'd be great too. And so with that, I think we can move on to the next agenda item again, the next one.
Okay, so the next one is future agenda items. This is where we establish what you want to next meeting's agenda.
Yeah. I think at least everything that we have currently, I think, would be relevant for the next meeting. Yeah, I think that would be accurate. And then if there's anything else that we want to add to that, we could either state it now or as long as it's communicated to myself or the clerk's office, we can have that added to the agenda and, you know, given the proper notice to the clerk's office, but to the agenda of the next meeting. So I don't know if we have anything right now that we...
I do want to... You know, my PhD is in American history, and I am very concerned about the state of our democracy, and I think there's a way that our commission could look at that in a more direct way. I don't know how to phrase it today, but I want us to think about it for the future.
Yeah. And, you know, we could bring up some discourse on that. And I'm trying to think how we would agendize it, but we could possibly do something like that and even look into having discussions or an event where there's, you know, like a discussion, whether it's at the university or something like that, kind of surrounding an open discussion on what's going on from all perspectives and, you know, seeing.
We could even hear from the youth and what they are seeing as the future of our democracy. But I am very, very concerned.
Yeah. We could have an agenda item maybe on discussions about the future, I guess you could say, maybe even discussing, you know, potential event that we could host or something. And I know there's probably some approvals that need to go along with that, but I think that'd be a great way to have it, you know, to open up the topic to a wider audience as well.
Yeah, well, maybe even reach out to the schools and work with the commission I use to direct, the Metropolitan Education Commission. So we need to say something. We are in a very tenuous time.
Better have been cut out, but yes. And not to get too far into any like discussion on any of it too much, but we'll develop a subject point for that topic and see how we can get it into the anything else that we want to add currently? Otherwise we can again notify the clerk's office if we want to have it added at some point before the next agenda is issued. Meeting.
I don't have anything. If I do, I'll reach out to the team before the next meeting if something pops up.
Sounds good. And then with that, I think, I don't know if that's the end of the agenda. Is that the end of it?
Let me just confirm. I'm hearing you want to keep the same agenda for this meeting. On the January meeting?
That sounds correct. And with, I think, maybe removing or updating the election for the exchange commissioner with the Commission on LGBTQ+ issues, we could make it just an update as opposed to election of our vote on who the representative would be. And then, you know, something will, you know, along those lines, and then we'll figure out how to include what June wants to, Commissioner Vanieri wants to talk about as well. And I'll formulate some language that'll sound good for the agenda for the next meeting.
Okay. That sounds good. So I'll wait for you on that, but everything else I've pretty much gotten down. Are we wanting to talk about scheduling the invitations for Porter and the executive officer after the first year, second meeting?
I was thinking just I could type something up for the recorder and send it out, copy the clerk's office, and then I think we, like, since the clerk's office, I'm assuming you guys can get the ball rolling with inviting the equity officer, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think we could do that, and if we hear back, get that sorted out based on her schedule, and that way it works that way, and we'll figure it out there. But the second Wednesday, 5 p.m., is the new updated time.
Okay, that works for me.
Okay.
And the next item, then, is adjournment. So if everybody is okay, it sounds like we are adjourned.
Sounds okay. Good.
See you all next month. Good night.
Yes. Good to hear from you.
Good meeting, and we'll talk again soon, and we'll wait for the agendas, and I'll have other stuff set up.
Okay. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Happy holidays, y'all.
Yep.
Bye.